LEDs are such critical components as light-emitting diodes for the next generation of energy-efficient illumination, advanced displays for mobile phones and new consumer electronics products like Amazon's Kindle e-reader, the batteries that power electric and hybrid cars, flat panel displays for TVs, computers, and handheld devices, and many of the carbon fiber components for Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner. A similar trend is undermining the U.S. software industry. Initially, companies outsourced only relatively mundane code writing projects to Indian firms to lower software development costs. Over time, as Indian companies have developed their own software engineering capabilities, they have been able to win more complex work, like developing architectural specifications and writing sophisticated firmware and device drivers. Equally alarming is the U.S.'s diminished capacity to create new high-tech products. For example, nearly every U.S. brand of notebook computer, except Apple, is now designed in Asia, and the same is true for most cell phones and many other handheld electronic devices. We have heard managers rationalize outsourcing decisions by saying that they can always reverse course if the quality of the work isn't good enough, if the anticipated cost savings prove ephemeral, if supply chain complexities or risks are too great, or if the work turns out to be more strategic than they originally thought. But this logic overlooks the lasting damage that outsourcing